Now will you notice verse 10? And as we tarried there many days, there came down from Judea a certain prophet named Agabus. And when he was come unto us, he took Paul's girdle and bound his own hands and feet and said, Thus saith the Holy Spirit, So shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man that owneth this girdle and shall deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles. Now, all the Holy Spirit is doing in this matter of saying to Paul not to go up to Jerusalem, all he's saying is, Paul, this is what you're going to face. Are you willing to do it? In other words, God is saying, I don't want you to get up and say, I didn't tell you so, that I put you in a box. God says, I just want you to know what you're walking into. And Paul is perfectly willing now to go into this. And so that's all this prophet is saying to him. Actually, he's told him nothing new that he hadn't already heard back in chapter 20, long before he arrived here. In fact, when he was way over in Asia Minor, why, this had been told to him. He's heard nothing new. Now, verse 12, And when we, that is, Dr. Luke's writing, when we heard these things, both we and they of that place besought him not to go up to Jerusalem. Then Paul answered, What mean ye to weep and to break mine heart? For I am ready not to be bound only, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, that's all that we find here, and of course that's enough, but all the Spirit of God is saying, this is what's going to happen. You'll be bound. And Paul says, well, I'm not only willing to be bound, I'm willing to die. And you break my heart. But notice the concern the believers had for him. My, how they loved him. And when he would not be persuaded, we ceased, saying, the will of the Lord be done. You see, Paul is the one in the will of God. The will of the Lord be done. And I think the will of the Lord was done. And after those days, we took up our carriages and went up to Jerusalem. There went with us also certain of the disciples of Caesarea, and brought with them one Mnason of Cyprus, an old disciple with whom we should lodge. And when we were come to Jerusalem, the brethren received us gladly. Now notice when he came to Jerusalem, the church that's there received him gladly. And the day following, Paul went in with us unto James, and all the elders were present. My, what a glorious reception now of Paul the Apostle. He's a veteran now, friends. And he's been in the ministry of the Lord Jesus, and he bears in his body the marks of the Lord Jesus.